You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A couple of minutes after 7 o'clock. Thank you for spending Tuesday morning with the Dom and Jeremy show here at Mix 100. Only 30 minutes away from the Mind Bender on a 2.2 Tuesday. So we'll have that coming up. And then in 1 hour, boys against the girls. We've got a fun packed show today. Thanks for letting us be a part of your morning. Yesterday, when we were playing Rattle Off, we talked with listener Elizabeth. And she was telling this story about she was out, I think, on a walk with her husband, and she felt like a gnat flew into her eye. So she started scratching at it with her fingers, and she ended up scratching her cornea and had to go to the emergency room.
Took it right off.
And was in there for hours. And we started, I feel bad for her, but at the same time, we were laughing about how we get all weirded out by things getting in our eyes, especially me. I have a weirdness about stuff in my eye. I can't even put eye drops in because it weirds me out so much. And I think a lot of it goes back to when I was a little kid and I was blowing up a balloon. It popped and a little piece of balloon fragment lodged on my eyeball.
Awesome.
And if you know anything about balloons like that, it kind of stuck to the eye.
It's like a contact kind of.
Yeah.
It adheres to it.
Bonded right to my eyeball. And I remember, you know, screaming and my mom trying to hold my eye open and peel this thing off my eye. So for me, what did you get in your eye was a balloon fragment. What about you?
Well, it's the old story about the hot sauce packet from Taco Bell that I was twisting up really, really tight and it just burst open and shot. I mean, it was like a direct hit.
Boom.
Right into my eye, and it was like the hottest one. And, you know, that was 45 minutes of flesh and water in my eye to finally get the pain to stop. And, you know, I think about my dad. My dad was doing something in the garage, and he set down a jar of paint thinner or something, and it hit the table just right, and it went up and splashed him in the eye. So he had paint thinner in his eye. And he was doing something else, and he had super glue that got in his eye. And
I've heard of that happening with people before.
It's kind of the same thing with the hot sauce packet. You know, you're squeezing it. Maybe it's kind of gummed up at the end, and then it finally bursts and right up into your eye, you know?
I'm starting to wonder if we should all walk around at all times wearing goggles.
Those safety glasses, yeah.
Some sort of safety goggles at all times.
I remember my dad walking around with a patch on his eye for like a few weeks as a kid, and we were wondering if he was going to lose his sight. You know, which at the time, you know, this is all very horrible at the time, but everything that's rolling in on Facebook, everybody seems to be fine. Kelly wrote in, she said, I'm an elementary school teacher, and I stepped out for a minute, and I turned back to say something to one of the kids about, you know, hand me a pencil, and he threw a pencil across the room, and it landed in my eye.
Oh, God. He threw a pencil at her face. Okay.
And then Stephanie says, a stick. Here's the thing. I was in a lorikeet exhibit, and a bird was sitting on a piece of bamboo. The bird flew off. The stick snapped up and went right into my eye. What are the odds? What are the odds with that?
That's like a friend of mine in high school got bird poop in his eye. We're standing under a tree looking up at something that was going on, and poop landed right in the eye.
Multiple comments about bacon grease. You got to be. That's when you need to wear your safety goggles when you're making breakfast.
Yeah.
A ton of them rolling in. We want phone calls, though, too.
Yeah, this is going to be one of those cringe-worthy segments on the show, but you also can't look away or tune away.
Mm-hmm.
It is time once again for the What Did You Get In Your Eye segment that we do so every so often. LaDonna wrote in and she goes, my sister got a staple in her eye. They were messing around in middle school while the teacher was out of the room shooting the stapler like a gun. I remember doing that. And one of them hit her eyeball and stuck.
Nice.
She had to run to the school nurse screaming the whole way.
Ouch.
To the phones we go because they are loaded up. Valencia, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy show.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
So what happened?
I'm a dog groomer, so we get a lot of nasty things in our eye. Like, I've gotten anal glands in my eye. I've gotten, shampoo. But the most frequent thing that happens every time I do a golden retriever, I always get a long golden retriever hair in my eye. And so at the end of the night, I'll be sitting on the couch with my husband, and I'll just randomly just be pulling out this long thing out of my...
So a hair is worse than the anal gland juice?
The hair happens more frequently. The anal glands have only happened, like, maybe once or twice.
Well, I'd rather get it in my eye than my mouth, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called. Have a fun day. Thank you
for
being
on
the show. The old anal gland.
It fires right up.
Shauna, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning, boys.
What happened?
So in fourth grade science class, I got owl pellet in my eye. So like the stuff that the owls can't digest and they puke up.
Yeah, all the bones and hair and stuff.
Oh my God. All the fun stuff.
Gross.
We did find like some full rat bones and
yeah, that's like
make stuff.
I'd make it worse because I'd have to actually wash my eye with soap after that.
I think they actually did try to get me to.
Yeah, no,
oh,
thank
God.
You.
Shauna, have
thank
a fun
you.
Day. Thanks for your time, all right?
You guys too. Thank you.
Leanne wrote in on Facebook. She says, I'm a nail tech. I was cutting somebody's toenails. One shot up and hit me right in the eye. I had to go to urgent care.
A toenail
someone else's toenail.
Again, would you rather have that in your eye or your mouth?
Right, put it in my eye all day
That's
long.
A would you rather segment for us. Would you rather have it in your eye or your mouth?
And then my mouth. And then my mouth.
Hello, Bree. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you got?
I got super glue shot in my eye when I was 16 years old.
Super
it was the worst
glue.
Experience I've ever had done to me in my life. My dad had to rush me to the eye doctor, and they had to take tiny little scissors and cut in between my eyelids to cut it all out and then scrape the glue off of my eyeball.
Oh,
you know what?
Marie.
I think I would ask just for the whole general anesthetic. I would be like, just put me to sleep before you're going to do any
That's,
of that
yeah,
stuff.
Absolutely.
That's
I know.
What I
don't
would
know
want.
Why they wouldn't have done that, but my eye was open this in the entire time, like in their little eye contraption that hold your eyelids open and
no. Oh, that's
I
like
was
torture.
Basically watching it the entire
yeah,
time.
That's torture. No. Torture.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bree, you know how I am about my eyeballs, man. I can't handle that story. Thanks for being on the show.
Yes, of course. Have a good day.
Thank you. Colleen wrote in on Facebook. She says, I was decorating my Christmas tree with some of those bubble lights. I didn't realize I had stepped on one. Went ahead and plugged it in, and it squirted into my eye. You know those little candles that bubble when they heat up, you know? She says, I ended up in the ER. It burnt the white part. I had to have a patch on my eye for a week and drops to bleach my eye white again. So it, like, fried her eyeball.
That's insane.
Julie says, when I was 5 years old, I walked up to a neighbor. He moved his arm to hug me, and his cigarette went right into my left eye.
Okay, no, I can't tell you that my dad was a smoker when I was young. He finally quit, I think, when I was in high school or something. But I remember constantly, if anybody's had parents who smoked while you're driving somewhere and they had the window open and they would flick the ash out, and I'm sitting in the back seat behind my dad, he flicked ash out the window, you know, going 60 miles an hour, and it blew back in, and the ash went in my eye.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It was a different time.
Yeah, it was a different time. Let's try to squeeze in one more call. It's William. William, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
What's the story?
So I had a coworker in my previous job. Me and him would walk to work together in the mornings. So it was a bit of a commute, and he walked through some underbrush of a tree and kind of walked through a spider web. A few days later, he wasn't at work, and didn't show up for like another week. I texted him like, what's going on? And turns out he had walked through the spider web and the spider had got stuck in his eye. So
no.
It bothered him for like 2 days. And then finally went to the ER. They looked at it and sure enough, there's just a little tiny tree spider in there and small little operating procedure to get it out.
He had a spider living in his eye.
Oh, yeah, at least 2 days worth is what he told me.
Come on.
And he's just rubbing it, you know, irritation.
Right.
Like, what is going on?
Flies are getting stuck in it.
Yeah.
God, with my fear of spiders and my fear of things in my eye, that is like the ultimate
That's
nightmare.
Horrible.
Yeah.
William,
dude, thank you.
Thank you for the time, my friend.
No, no worries. You guys have a good one.
Thanks.
Thanks for noticing.
Yeah.
My God.
Yep. This is what we asked for.
That's the funny thing. Is like, we asked for this nonsense.
Right. God.